I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On Wednesday, August 8, 1787, as delegates to the Constitutional Convention worked their way through the report of the Committee on Detail, one of the convention's key points of contention again raised its head. To what degree should ordinary 18th century citizens, the vast majority of them illiterate, be trusted with governing the nation? Among the convention delegates, there were many whose leanings were more elitist. They had, on more than one occasion, exalted Britain's House of Lords as a
particularly impressive repository of virtuous, rational statesmen.
They viewed the Senate, created by the Connecticut Compromise, as a close analog to the House of Lords. But on the strength of arguments from Benjamin Franklin the day before, it was generally agreed that land ownership would not be a prerequisite for voting for members of the House. Ordinary citizens would have a franchise. Thus began acrimonious debate over Article 4, Section 5, giving the House, and not the Senate, the sole power to originate spending bills. Bills affecting pocketbooks, said George Mason of Virginia, ought to originate in the chamber whose members were directly elected by the citizens. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.